Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Yingyin Liu, Principal Engineer and Head of Data Science at the AI Products Group at Intel. Welcome, Yingyin. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Allison, for having me.
So why don't we just start with an introduction on your background and how you came into the role of Head of Data Science within our AI Products Group?
Sure. I started my PhD program and research in machine learning and reinforcement learning. So I've been always researching into the space of AI, machine learning. And I also worked on software development for a few years in the research environment and hardware design. So when I started working at Nervana Systems, my role is also working on data science, developing open source deep learning frameworks, working with the customers and partners on building AI applications. Now at Intel, our group is targeting developing a whole set of AI products, ranging from software tools to different types of hardware. So at Intel AI, the role of the data science is very special. It's more than building a model. It really needs to connect with a lot of the Intel technologies and connect the AI algorithms and models into something that is meaningful for different domains and verticals. So this is my current role at Intel AI, leading the data science effort.
Now, I know that part of your purview at Intel is overseeing our Intel AI lab effort. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. At Intel AI lab, we have a team of researchers and data scientists and the machine learning developers. We wanted to really converge research with the data science and the building capabilities with our own Intel software and hardware technology. In the process of that, we have a lot of connections and have a lot of passion in contributing to the AI community through developing open source libraries, packages, and also try to participate into AI research community by publishing our ideas as well. So several of the open source packages that we have developed and now published on GitHub include NLP Architect, Reinforcement Learning Coach, and the New Network Distiller. Three libraries that are targeting very special domains.
Well, let's start with the NLP Architect. Tell me about how we targeted this particular library and what it delivers in terms of AI developer capabilities.
NLP Architect is a Python library to explore the state-of-the-art deep learning techniques and topologies for natural language processing tasks. It is intended as a platform for future research and collaboration. It really collects a lot of the typical NLP models to show the NLP workloads, how they run on frameworks and the different hardware. With these type of several NLP models in the library, they serve as a set of building blocks. These days, when we build NLP solutions or applications for different use cases, we really need to combine these building blocks in a special way. So with the open source library that developers and researchers can use what we publish as a starting point, and started building these specialized use cases by using the building blocks we have. When we see opportunities, then we can further customize and refine some of these algorithms and make it more suitable for different use cases. One thing that we wanted to highlight is that this stack of NLP capabilities are sitting some of the state-of-the-art deep learning frameworks, including different software and hardware. So with such stack integrated with software and hardware, we provide this platform to show the continuous improvement and integration from Intel. Every time a software is improved in supporting specific NLP function, the developers, when using our library, can see such improvement as well.
Now, the reinforcement learning coach, second tool, how does this one differ in terms of type of capability that it delivers compared to the NLP architect? And why did Intel target this one?
Sure. For reinforcement learning, a recent topic in the reinforcement learning community is about reproducibility of our algorithms. Often the case that there are many state-of-the-art RL algorithms being published at conferences over papers. Often the time that students and developers, researchers have a very hard time reproducing these algorithms. And also to understand how to choose from this whole variety of options. So where we came from when we look into RL is that we wanted to create this research environment that provides the set of RL algorithms and show how well they can be reproduced according to the benchmark numbers and the results from the papers. And also create this environment that developer can have the option to quickly experiment through many different options on the algorithm side and also on the training environment. So for RL training environment, usually there are a few type of different environments. People often test their RL algorithms, including self-driving simulation, which is called the Carla. It's also an open source simulator released from Intel. Secondly, there are training environments related to physical models, how to train a robot to run and to walk. And also there are several other training environments such as games like Atari. These are the common benchmarks in RL research. So having RL coach as an environment like this really provides a lot of good starting points for RL researchers to conduct their research and adding their ideas into it. Specifically for RL, it shows a lot of benefits of running these type of processes on multi-core CPU. So the RL coach is integrated with Intel optimized version of the TensorFlow, and you can see how these type of RL workloads work on Intel software and hardware.
Now, the neural network distiller, you know, we've got our neural network processors coming to market later this year. Tell me about how the distiller fits in with that effort and what specifically we're driving in terms of this framework.
For neural network compression, it is an effort trying to utilize a lot of the recent pruning or quantization algorithm so that we can compress heavy-duty network that consumes a lot of powers or memories into a more lightweight version of it while still trying to maintain the accuracy and performance. It's suitable for a lot of the situations that when you have a target hardware that either has lower power or runs on edge and it has a certain power or memory constraint. So with those detailed requirements, then researcher developers can experiment among these few pruning quantization algorithms from distiller. And it's in general an iterative process, but with these baseline algorithm in place from distiller, the developers can start to really compress the model into the form that fits their hardware. So currently, there are several quantization algorithms available, including 8-bit, 4-bit, 2-bit algorithm. And also, there are pruning algorithms available from distiller as well to increase sparsity within the network so that that can reduce the size of the network needs to run on the hardware.
If folks listening online want to hear more about what you're delivering in terms of tools, libraries, and frameworks, where would you send them for more information?
We have a lot of good information on ai.intel.com. And on there, people can see all these research activities we just talk about, including these open source libraries at Intel AI Lab, or even more broadly at Intel, featuring a lot of the publications and the work from different researchers, In addition, we also have technical case studies showcasing how we work with industry partners to apply AI into different domains and solve different problems.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for being on the show today. We'd love to have you back again soon to tell us more about what your organization is delivering and where you're seeing engagement from the ecosystem in terms of the unique things that they're doing with artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. I look forward to coming back to the show and tell you more about Intel AI Lab as well.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.